Hello and welcome to Zero Hanger TV. I'm your host, Phoenix Trinidad, and as always, I'm joined by Mitch Keating, our AFL chief editor. How you going, Mitch?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yep, not too bad. So today we are breaking down the mid-season draft club by club. Last week we went over the prospects, so go take a look at that if you want to get a look at individual prospects. The draft order is over on zerohanger.com, and that's pretty much settled. So
Just about.
So to start off with the mid-season draft for 2024, so who's got pick one?
North Melbourne will take pick one. They've got two spots open, and one of them, given that they've finished, they are currently last on the ladder after round 11. We'll see them have pick one. They had that a few years ago, got Jacob Edwards, never played a game for them. So I'm sure they're hoping for a bit of a better run this year around. And there's certainly plenty of options for them at the top of the draft order.
Yep. So who has the most picks out of the teams?
Well, yeah, it depends. Like, we could see up to 27 selections roughly made on Wednesday night. But going off floor of averages, you're probably looking at maybe a dozen to 15, maybe less than 20 all up. A lot of clubs will probably end up passing by the by their second pick, some even on their first. And then you've got Adelaide and Richmond are two clubs that could make up to four selections each. I should say Brisbane and Richmond. Adelaide have three, Brisbane and Richmond with four selections each. So whether they use all four remains to be seen, but given the Tigers injury list at the moment, they certainly could look at four options if there are four targets still up for grabs. When they get to their, you know, when they get to each selection on the night.
Yep. And there are clubs that don't have picks, is that right?
Well, currently, yeah. So GWS, Geelong and Sydney don't really have any open list spots, whether that be left over from last year's draft period through retirements or long-term injuries. So whether we see something opened up over the next few days from one of those clubs might be a bit of a surprise, but yeah, they're the three that wouldn't. So we're looking at 15 picks in the first round at this point.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get into it. We're going to go club by club in alphabetical order. So starting with Adelaide have picks 7, 19 and 25. So how did they end up with those? They've got three in there.
Yes, obviously Rory Sloane, first half of the year retired. So that's one avenue to open one up. But they've also lost Paddy Parnell and Wayne Miller for the rest of the season. So there's three on offer. Like I said in the preview for the show, that they might not use all three. We hardly see a club use more than one. But there are a few that have taken two in recent counts. And this year we are looking at a lot more potential selections, but there could only be a dozen to 15 prospects that clubs really want. And then it falls off from there. So for the Crows, probably some ruck depth, maybe, you know, and some more midfielders, more on the younger end rather than a mature edge quick fix. But then they could just look at best available. Pick seven, some people might have a, you know, six, seven, eight names that they really think is ahead of the rest. And if Adelaide's in that space, then they really might just jump at whoever's the best available after the first six selections. So when you talk about, you know, ruck depth or key position talent, maybe Jack Hutchinson, Noah Howes and Toby Murray are the more of the key forwards, but Toby Murray certainly can pinch hit in the ruck and is very well known to the Crows given he's on their sample list. Some of the best talent available might be a Jed Hagen, Jez McLennan, Luke Beacom, some guys who can offer some run, whether that's mostly in the back half. And then Bryn Teagle's a name that we'll talk about a little bit throughout today. Can play ruck, has AFL experience, and certainly can shift forward as well. So that's kind of with, you know, Riley Thilthorpe still developing. Obviously, your best 22 player for them. But if he goes down again with injury, or if Riley O'Brien does, then they could have someone like Bryn Teagle on standby.
All right. And Brisbane have four spots that have opened up because of long-term injury. So they're coming in with picks 6, 18, 24, and 27.
Yeah. So they're pretty hit pretty hard from some of those long-term sixes. ACLs to Lincoln McCarthy, Darcy Gardner, Kidane Coleman and Tom Duday really opens up a few spots for them. And again, probably unlikely to use all four, maybe two even. Might not even have to bank on those last two selections. But yeah, maybe some just ready-made talent that can come straight in, maybe offer a bit of outside run as well and some defensive help. So as we mentioned, similar with the Crows, maybe someone like a Jez McLennan spent a bit of time in Queensland on Gold Coast list. And Luke Beacon is another one out of the sample. Ben Hopkins in the talent league for the Dandenong Stingrays could be one as more of a defensive option. Unlikely if he gets there, but they have got pick six. So Jordy Payne's one out of Tassie, one of the more highly rated prospects up for grabs. And then James Rose one I'll throw out there. Really built his game through midfield, but obviously can play a bit forward. Brisbane have a few of them, but you lose a Lincoln McCarthy for the rest of the season. He's a player who has experience and I think could have an instant impact at AFL level. So the former Crow, yeah, maybe one that the Lions could consider.
So Carlton have also come in with two picks due to long-term injury. So they're coming in with 11 and 21.
Yeah, so the Sam Docherty and Jack Silvani injuries are the ones that open those spots up. They might not go for the same type of players as they've lost with those two. They've fared fairly well without them. Obviously, they'd love to have both of them in their side. And Jack Silvani being that third tall or medium tall option. That could be an option they look at. You know, do they go Jack Hutchinson or Noah Howes, Patrick Weckett? There's some of the tall, not too well tall, but taller options that could kind of fill that void. Also allow Tom DeConing into the ruck. And I think someone like Howes and Weckett could certainly pinch it as that rotating option. And then small forwards as well, probably another area that they want to look at. Like they got Zach Williams to kick for on the weekend, but is that going to be a long-term role for him? You know, they still probably want the Durdens and the Motlops coming through, but if they want a bit more depth in that space, Oscar Smart, one out of Essendon's VFL, Tobin Murray out of Geelong's VFL and with Geelong Falcons. And another one who I mentioned earlier as well, Toby Murray, more of a tall ruck forward again, could be a good match for them. Mostly play forward. He's about 200 centimetres though, so a bit taller than Charlie and about Harry Mackay's height, but can again pinch hit in the ruck. Yep. Probably still need some time to develop, but could be another one that the Blues look at.
So the Pies are coming in with picks 12 and 22 for Begg and Nathan Murphy.
Yeah, so probably losing those two, they're probably still going to look at key position talent and very similar options as well. Maybe a ruckman who they can have on standby and then again maybe some key defensive stocks. So Begg going out adds to Oscar Steen also facing, I think, 8 weeks on the sidelines with a toe injury. And then they'll lose Mason Cox to concussion this week and potentially a knee issue could have him sidelined further. That leaves just Darcy Cameron available for selection among their ruck stocks this week. So they probably need to look at getting someone in and someone who can have an impact if Cameron was the next one to go down. So Bryn Teagle's the obvious option here. Training with Collingwood as an SSP prospect in the preseason, has some AFL experience, has returned to the Waffle and been pretty dominant this year for East Fremantle. So he's a pretty obvious one for them to consider with probably pick 12 in his mid-season draft pickup as well. So one to consider. Joe Pike, Will Elliott, some other ruckmen who they might look at as well. And then do they look at maybe a Will Patton as a key defensive option? Similar enough to, I'd say to Nathan Murphy, not going to be, the exact same. He's not going to be filling the exact same void, but someone that they can use as a bit of a project player and add to their younger ranks. So there's a few names there, but I'd be shocked if it wasn't key position talent that they're going after, ruck, key forward, or even a key defender.
Yep. And the Bombers are sitting pretty in second spot on the ladder. They only have one pick in pick 15.
Yes, yeah, so obviously their strong start to the season means that they're not selecting as early as they have in recent years. But pick 15, whether they use that or not, they might only have a couple of names on their hit list, and they very well could be gone by the time Essendon are on the clock. Maybe a small forward is what they're after. Oscar Smart from their VFL system. So I think one we covered last week in the prospects video is certainly one that could take that step up and join the AFL list at Tullamarine. And then another, Tobin Murray as well. A bit more agile, bit more, can play probably a bit further up the ground, but another one that probably just adds some pace to their half forward line. And then Norwood's Matt Ling, more of a defender, but if they want a bit more run out of the back line, we see Nick Hine push up to the field, and they've got the McGrath and a Hepple coming through. Locked in, but they haven't got a lot coming through behind those guys. Maybe an Archie Roberts or Lawal, who they picked up in the national draft, but maybe if it's a bit more experience that they want and someone who can have an instant impact, then Matt Lynn could be another one if they want some halfback options.
And Frio have a pick 10, which is left over from the 2023 draft. So what are they looking for there?
Yeah, so they're one of the only two that have haven't actually lost anyone to a long-term injury, but have kept kind of a spot open after passing at the supplemental selection period. Best available talent might be the way to go. Like, they've got a top 10 pick. They could just wait to see who's out there and what they want to get. Maybe some outside run if they do want more positional based.
Yep.
Jed Hagen could be one right under their nose, given he's a WA boy back at East Fremantle this year and has been pretty good, can play across all three lines. Liam Kershaw, probably another wing option. Kobe Ryan, more of an inside midfielder, but I think could probably play in half forward. And then Patrick Weckert's another, you know, if they want a key forward and add some to some depth there, then he's one that another one that could be probably the best available around that pick nine spot.
And the Suns also only have one pick with pick nine that's also left over from the 2023 draft.
Yeah, pretty much copy and paste from the Dockers. I think best available, awesome outside run. You know, maybe a small forward in there as well. So Oscar Smart's one we've mentioned a lot, and he's certainly going to get some attention. Will McLaughlin's another one that they'll probably give a look at if he's available around that point as well. And yeah, you know, if it's just best available talent, same situation as the Dockers. Just see who's there, who's up for grabs. But again, they're certainly a club that could pass with their first and only pick.
And Hawthorn with one pick, pick five for Sam Butler.
Yeah, so he was another one, unfortunately, that's ruled out for the rest of the year. Gives Hawks, you know, a chance, and they've been pretty successful at the midseason draft in years gone by. And you know, pick five certainly will give them access to a pretty decent prospect. You think could be best available, key position depth, probably the other ones, whether that's a key defender, key forward, Jack Hutchinson, Jasper Scaife, Noah Howes, some of the better, more highly talked about key forwards. And you think one of those three would at least be available come pick five for the Hawks. Jacob Blatt's another one who's maybe in that top five mix. And as a key defender, someone that is an area that they certainly could use some help in. They've seen Ethan Phillips come through, and he's certainly offering some good depth after losing James Blank for the year. But Jacob Blatt's another one that I think that they certainly could look at. And then Max Hall, not necessarily a list need for them, but has been very promising in their VFL and not one that I think they would want to lose. And at the same time, I think he'd be certainly worthy of a mid-season draft selection, whether that's at the Hawks or elsewhere.
And the D's coming in with pick 13 for Angus Brayshaw.
Obviously an unfortunate loss for them. They've coped fairly well without him, but they still probably need a bit more run and dash from defense and some outside run. But I'd say maybe some ruck depth is probably where else. Either that or some, you know, utilities that could come in and fill a number of roles. Their ruck stocks are, you know, pretty poor outside of Max Gawn. Obviously they're so reliant on their skipper, but if he goes down, then they're really going to be relying on some, I guess, underdeveloped talent. You know, you got Tom Fuller and Josh Shackey there, but you're probably not exactly what you want if you're making that premiership run. Not to say there's going to be an answer here anyway for them in the midseason draft crop, but there's certainly some options that they could look at. You know, you talk about Joe Pike, you know, one of the more promising developmental, ruckman in the crop, and he certainly could be one. Will Elliott's another. And then those flexible options, Jed Hagen, as we mentioned, plays across a few lines, can run through the middle, can play at halfback, and fill a role that Angus Brayshaw kind of could, with given how well he was used across many positions at Melbourne.
And North Melbourne obviously coming in with pick one and pick 16 for Goda and Coleman Jones. But the interesting thing here is they haven't received anything in terms of after they've gotten rid of Taron Thomas.
Yeah, a bit of an interesting one. I thought they would have three spots. Seems like, well, the communication coming out of the clubs is they're just taking two into the draft. You'd think they would have a free list spot, whether that's something that's coming under the suspension that he's currently serving or what, I'm not sure. But they've kind of mentioned across the last few weeks that it's two picks that they're looking at, and one of them being pick one. So a lot of discussion on what they look at. I would like to think key position talent. We talked a little bit about this last week, but Jasper Scaife is probably the one I'd be looking at out of WA. Noah Howes is a good option, but probably not the best key forward on offer. Jack Hutchinson's another one. Key defender, Jacob Blight is the standout here and one who I think could come straight in. But they've seen some positives from Will Dawson. You know, they'll get Callan Dawson back in a couple of weeks, Griffin Logue later into the year. So they might be happy enough with their key defensive stocks, albeit still underperforming. But they still certainly need some help for Nick Larkey and Jasper Scaife could be that one. A lot of talk about Jordy Payne potentially being the first pick. And while, if they're going down the best available route, he could be the option that they take. But I'd like to think they've got enough of his kind in that midfield halfback option, who can offer a bit of run and good ball use, but they've got that in spades at the moment. So I'd like to think that a key forward and Jasper Scaife is the first picked.
And a Port Adelaide have pick 14 for Sam Paupepa.
Yeah, maybe some outside run. Again, this is a club who might not use their pick at all once they're on the clock. All the talent that they're after could be gone. And that includes players like Jez McLennan, Liam Kershaw. They're probably the better outside runners. McLennan more of a halfback. Kershaw more of a pure wingman. So there's some options for them if they want a bit more polish on the outside. Dan McKenzie could be one. Obviously a name that gets thrown around a lot, just poor run with injuries. If he can get it right, though, he'll be a great addition to any side. So maybe if Port Adelaide are confident too, they could take a gamble on him.
Now, we know how hard Richmond have been hit with injuries. So they've got four picks, picks 2, 17, 23, 26. And obviously that's for Naismith, Young, Gibkiss and Clark.
Yeah, really rough run. And when, you know, we've said some clubs might pass on even one pick, you'd think the Tigers would take two, at least three and potentially four, just given outside of the four injured guys that they've had, there are a few more that are on. They're facing, you know, a fair stint on the sidelines. So if you get some six-month contracts to some of decent players who could be, you know, quick fixes for you and just kind of help not only depth but on the field as well. But a lot of folks will be on pick two and what they do with it. You'd think ruck forward options, like a few other clubs in those early stages. It's going to be, you know, bit of competition for a few names. And again, that's your Hutches and your Scaife, your Howes, a Weckert, a Toby Murray. Would they look at any of those guys who can certainly help with their key forward options and even pinch it in the ruck potentially? Do they just go best available, which is probably not a bad shout for them at this point? So that's a, you know, Jordy Payne, could be a Jed Hagen, could be a Will McLaughlin. You know, if they rate Bryn Teakle, he's one that might suit both with experience, you know, can play ruck forward and could be one of the better options up for grabs as well. So there's heaps there. And then obviously 17, 23, 26, a few names that could slip out to the back. Joe Pike, you know, Jez McLennan, Ben Hopkins, there's going to be heaps on offer for them. It's going to be interesting to see what they take with their first pick, if it's best available, and then how they kind of transition the rest of their draft plan from there.
And the Saints, who aren't going that well either, they've got pick four.
Yes, just the one selection, James Van Ness, done for the year, moved to the inactive list. But yeah, it'll be going to be interesting to see how they kind of look to the draft crop and what they kind of want to consider. You know, maybe there'll be another one that just goes best available at pick four. There's going to be, you know, a few in that top top group, and they'll have one or two certainly in their sights after the first three picks are made. Could also look at a key forward or that key ruck forward balance. We've had a few names obviously come through with the Hutchinson, Scaife, Howes trio. Weckert and Murray probably not maybe in the top four because they should be getting one of the other three, you'd think, with their first selection. But then Jordy Payne's another one if they're going best available. Max Hall from Box Hill, who we mentioned earlier, could be another one that they look at. So, yeah, Jed Hagen, like a few of these names that we've mentioned a bit throughout the show, but given St Kilda right at the top of the order, they're going to be having a lot to look at, and they should be coming away with someone pretty good.
And West Coast are coming in with pick three, just the one pick for Noah Long.
Yeah, so one ahead of St Kilda, but I think they could be looking at different things. Again, still could be a best available, but they want maybe some flexible options that can come straight into the side and certainly push for a spot at selection. So Jordy Payne is probably the big one that I think West Coast might consider. You know, do they look at Trey Rusko from their waffle system? Kobe Ryan in the sample? Jez McLennan is a former AFL listed one that we've mentioned a bit. Jacob Blight's the more local talent, but certainly could be a player who plays in the back end of this season in defence alongside Tom Barassett and Jeremy McGovern. So, a few names for them to consider. Just the one pick, but pick three, so pretty big one for them after taking the last two first overall selections in the mid-season draft.
And rounding out the list is the Western Bulldogs. They've got two picks, picks 8 and 20 for Bailey Smith and Aidan O'Driscoll.
Yeah, pick 8, I think they'll add to their list there. Pick 20 really just could be whatever's left over for them and if they're satisfied with that available crop. But maybe a small forward. Oscar Smart's probably the higher rated one, but Tobin Murray is one I think they would definitely be considering. Will McLaughlin, one out of the Geelong Falcons, has been one of the best, you know, talent league players to start this season and had another big bag over the weekend. Do they look at key position options? And that's probably either a ruck or key defender. So Joe Pike, Will Patton, Bryn Teakle, Will Elliott. Or do they look in their VFL crop like they have a few times and look at a Trent Bianco who's been one of Footscray's best? There's the Craig Peters as well from their VFL who's been pretty promising. So they've certainly got some options. Phoenix Spice is another. So if they look in-house, Trent Bianco could be one and could get a second chance with the Bulldogs.
Cool. So that is a great wrap-up of the teams that do have list spots available. So what happens to the picks that potentially won't get used by clubs?
Yeah, well, it's just a decision not to fill those at all for the rest of the season. Obviously, there'll be clubs that desperately want to get some talent onto their list, whether that's because they've got early access to what's best available across the country or You know, they need to fill some spots given the current injury toll at their list. But there certainly will be clubs that pass. And doing so, it's more just, you know, you don't have to spend that, you know, 80K or whatever it might be on your salary cap. You can kind of bank a little bit of that wiggle room going forward. So you will see clubs pass, and certainly could be a club with its first pick if it's probably later into the first round. But yeah, some clubs just decide to not add to their list.
Yep.
And there's no way of filling that the rest of the year, because once you get to the end, past the mid-season draft, there is no way of adding to your list unless it's a category B signing. But very unlikely that those spots will be filled by someone who will have a pretty quick impact on the game, and B, they aren't going to be, you know, they have their own designated list spot already for Cat B. So it's really just, you know, you go without filling a gap for the rest of the year, and you probably just bank the salary cap you didn't spend. Yeah.
Yep. Beautiful. All right. So how are we following the mid-season draft as Zero Hanger?
Yeah, we'll have pretty decent coverage across the next 3 days. Bit coming out today on kind of matching up the perfect prospect with each club. And then on top of that, you know, we'll be looking at all the latest news, linking players. We'll have a bit of a few previews to come on Wednesday ahead of the draft. And then obviously on Wednesday night, we'll have live coverage on our site.
Yep.
You can follow every pick as it happens.
Yep, beautiful. And again, you can check out the prospects video, which we posted last week. If you want to get a bit more in depth about each of the prospects that we named, there's a few names there that popped up for multiple teams. So check that one out. And thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, Phoenix.
And as always, you can catch all the latest AFL news at zerohanger.com.